Chapter 100. The afternoon heat had passed its zenith, and the sun was casting long shadows on the Jerusalem District Court building when the final jury verdict was read. The television and print reporters were the first to exit the building, anxious to file their stories on the trial. The courthouse hounds and curiosity seekers who had filled the courtroom gallery filed out next, gossiping among themselves about the outcome. Last came the witnesses and attorneys, thankful that the long trial had finally reached its end. Noticeably absent, however, was the defendant. Oscar Gutzman would not stroll freely out the front door of the courthouse. Cuffed and under heavy guard, he was quietly escorted out the back door and into a waiting police van, which whisked him away to Shikma Prison to begin serving his sentence. Dirk Jr. and Sam Levine lingered in the foyer, thanking the prosecuting attorneys for their good work before stepping out into the fading sunlight. Both men wore the look of bitter justice on their faces, knowing that the verdict would never fully make up for the deaths of Sophie and her fellow antiquities agent. 15 years for aiding and abetting the death of Agent Holder at Caesarea, Sam said. We couldn't have done much better. It should ensure that he dies in prison, Dirk replied impassively. In his poor health, I'll be surprised if he survives the first year. Then you better get moving if you're going to try him on antiquities charges, Dirk said. Actually, we've already cut a plea deal with his attorneys. Although we had a solid case against him for trafficking in stolen antiquities, adding a few years to his sentence would have been an academic exercise. So what did you get out of him? All charges were dropped in exchange for him cooperating in the ongoing investigation into the sources of the stolen artifacts in his collection. In addition, Sam said with a smile, Gutzman has agreed to bequeath his entire collection to the State of Israel upon his death. That's a pretty good coup. We think so, Sam replied as they reached the bottom of the courthouse steps. It will take a little of the sting out of our losses. Nice to know that something good will come out of all this, Dirk replied. He reached over and shook Levine's hand. Keep up the good fight, Sam. Sophie would have wanted you to carry on. I will. Take care, Dirk. As Sam headed toward the parking lot, Dirk heard someone call out his name. He turned to see Ridley Bannister easing down the steps with the aid of a polished cane. Yes, Bannister, Dirk replied. If you've got a moment, the archaeologist said, hobbling up to Dirk. I just wanted to tell you that prior to the trial, I wasn't aware that you were involved with Miss Elkin. She was a professional colleague of sorts, although we didn't always see eye to eye. Nevertheless, I just wanted to say that I always considered her a remarkable woman. I share your sentiment, Dirk said quietly. Thank you, by the way, for participating in the trial. Your testimony was instrumental in putting Gutzman away. I knew that he bought stolen artifacts, but I never imagined he'd go so far as to hire trained terrorists to augment his collection. It's not difficult to get caught up in the allure of artifacts, and I carry my own sins in that regard. But you have to make right at the end of the day. You and your family showed me the way, in addition to saving my life. For that, I shall always be grateful. How much longer will you need that? Dirk asked, pointing to the cane. Just another few weeks. The doctors in Cyprus did a splendid job of patching me up. It was good of you to agree to loan the manifest to their new museum. It belongs with the other artifacts that Numa bestowed, Bannister replied. Perhaps it will make a few amends to your sister. Summer is quite a saucy young lady, by the way. Please tell her that I'd be honored to dine with her sometime. I'll pass the word. What's next for you? The Ark of the Covenant. I've uncovered a lead that suggests it may be hidden in a cave in Yemen. It looks promising. How about yourself? I think I'm through working in the Mediterranean for a while, Dirk said quietly. Well, Cheers to you, wherever you end up next. And give my best to your father and Summer. Good luck, Bannister. I'll see you around. Dirk watched as the archaeologist hobbled over to a taxi stand and hailed a cab. Dirk's own hotel was only a few blocks away, so he decided to proceed there on foot. Walking through the streets of West Jerusalem, he soon fell oblivious to the dense traffic and crowded sidewalks, his mind lost in an emotional fog. He marched past the hotel and continued walking for another mile, entering the old city through Herod's Gate. He stepped absently through the narrow streets, pulled to the east by an unseen compass. Following a nun jaywalking across a side street, he looked up to find himself standing on the grounds of St. Anne's Church. He felt a calmness settle over him as he made his way around the back to the Pool of Bethesda. The bench where he had shared lunch with Sophie was empty, and he took a seat under the shade of the sycamore trees. Lost in thought, he stared at the empty pools long after the sun had dipped beneath the horizon. He was still sitting in silent contemplation when the evening sky rustled up a cool breeze that carried the sweet scent of jasmine gently across the ancient grounds. This is Scott Brick. We hope that you've enjoyed this production of Crescent Dawn by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler.